Monica Sabritsky is the Managing Director of LJ Hooker Real Estate out here in Monaco. And I'm pleased to have our cordial with Monica because we don't talk real estate too much on this program, although it is a conversation hard to avoid in social settings, Monica. Tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us. Dale Husband this end. How are you doing, Monica?
Oh, I'm fine, Dale.
Kia ora. Kia ora, Monica. Everything seems to drift to real estate, doesn't it, when you get in social settings and, you know, people who are...
Look, it's been a hot topic, particularly in South Auckland, you know, where the values have just gone skyrocketing. And, yeah, it's been very difficult for home buyers, but very good for developers and homeowners currently.
Yeah. One of the downsides of COVID, this was an unexpected situation where house prices have gone through the roof, and it's very debilitating for those wanting to get on the property ladder. We're always keen to promote, Monica, for young Māori families, the importance of home ownership, because it gives them a more settled life for their kids to go to school. They take more pride in a house that they perhaps own than rent. So there are a lot of upsides to home ownership. Sadly, it's seen it getting further and further from the grasp of many. You say a lot of developers are pouncing, and I'm reading some rather disturbing cordial on that front of people going auction, buying them, listing them the next day for, 50 or 100 clicks more, Monica. How prevalent is this?
Exactly correct. And that's what's been pushing the market, is really the speculators. And that's exactly what they've been doing. So it's been out of reach for young couples, particularly Maori couples, to buy. And now you've got more restraints with the 20% deposit. So, yeah, I was talking to a young couple yesterday, and they've got a mortgage of $570, and they're paying $1,200 a week on that mortgage. So it's out of their range now.
What to be done of it, these speculators, and, of course, these houses that we grew up in, I hope you grew up in one as well, had a bit of land around, you could kick a soccer ball, you could play with your mates, you can climb trees. But nowadays we are so sort of prevalent infill, that sort of future doesn't look like it's going to be there for, the kids who are going to occupy these houses in the years ahead.
Yeah, but that's interesting, Dale, that today they don't want a big section. They just want a nice home with a small section so they can enjoy life, they can go to the cafes, they can go to the beach without having to worry about mowing the lawns, doing gardening, that type of thing. Yeah, so the whole landscape is changing, but the demand is there. But sadly, there's willing buyers, but affordability, particularly for our Maori people, it's just out of reach.
It's been really disappointing to see this occur over the last couple of years. Is it a difficult to call it all for you? Do you think that we should be able to own multiple homes so that there were houses freed up for others? Odd sense, if you had one or two or three houses, yes, but only 30 or 40 doesn't seem right.
Yeah, that's, I don't know the solution. I mean, the government was supposed to provide the solution, but that's not happened in any way. I'm not quite sure whether, they can really do anything the way property prices are rising. Even though the market is slowing down, the values are still high, We're sad for the Maori people, because when you look at the Maori people, they're about 20% of our population in South Auckland, but, I think the home ownership percentage is probably about 5%. It's sad, but, yeah.
It's
not quite sure.
It's tough,
Have
isn't
you got
it?
Any suggestions, Dale?
Yes, capital gains tax, and say that's it, mate. You can have your home and one other, and that's the end of it. Where too many speculators instead of and invest in the stock market instead of in the housing stock. But anyway, that's a political argument. What do you sense are going to be the effects of a rising mortgage interest rate and lending criteria on the housing market, Monica?
Well, you know, it's going to affect all home buyers, not just Maori people. It will affect all home buyers, and that's what we're seeing today. You know, our buyers are really developers, speculators, and investors as well, because investors already own their own home, so they've got good collateral, so they're able to buy. And the investment return isn't that great, but they're still going to get capital gain. Yeah, so really, there's just, I don't see a future for first home buyers, really, unless they pool all their resources and do something like what you suggested, you know, buy multiple homes together and that.
We might have to band together, eh?
Well, on that basis, they all live together in one house, they save, they buy, and then one moves out and they continue and they help each other and that. So maybe something like that will work for Maori people.
Oh, well, we need to try anything. But, you know, to be honest, I couldn't live with most of my rallies. Okay, thanks, Monica. Well, I guess we've just got to box on and hope things change in time. All the best to you. Thank you, Monica.
Okay, thanks, Dale.
Thank you. Bye. Monica is Māori too, I'm told by my bro over here. So big ups to you, me. Indian people do band together. I've seen that, but I've heard it said that they don't live in houses, they live in compounds. They fence everything off, and it's perhaps a way that has been brought in from overseas. We grew up on an NZ that was different. We did have our quarter acre sections. I'm not harking back to the old times, just an observation. And I feel for kids growing up in those houses that don't have any backyards. They just sit in their rooms on their computers and eating twisties, I guess. We are just waiting on Debbie, but if she's not there, I might get the bro to... Hey, bro, can you find Green Grass of Home when you get a chance from Tom Jones? And the reason being, Tom Jones put the Green Grass of Home song together on this day of 1966, and it was number one on the UK singles chart with his version of that song. That will be coming up shortly. Tony Kemp, I'm hoping, will be available to us as well. I've texted him. Yep, he's okay. He's good to go. We can go to Tony Kemp. Or Debbie first. Take your pick here. And here's Debbie.